Game on. Cricket.
And it's going to be a busy summer for the Irish men's team. We know the women have already played against South Africa in a series of T20 and one-day international games. Now it's the turn of the men. They've got a 14-player squad for the T20 international series against India at Malahide on the 26th and 28th of June. Both are sold out. The squad includes call-ups for two of Northwest Warriors' squad, top-order batsman Stephen Donaghy and pace bowler Conor Alford. Both players recently handed container contracts by Cricket Ireland. Delighted to be joined by the Irish cricket captain for the T20 test and also one-day internationals, Andy Balbirnie. Good evening to you.
Hi, John. How are you?
Congratulations on your recent nuptials, by the way.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a very enjoyable couple of days, but straight back down to business now this week.
All right, just moving on quickly. Quickly, before we talk about Ireland-India, William Porterfield has announced his retirement. Great server for Irish cricket. One of the last ones that was involved in that great run back in 2007 when they beat Pakistan and Bangladesh at the World Cup. He's a good friend of yours, and he's been very inspirational, I suppose, for you taking over as captain.
Yeah, he has. He's been a stalwart of the game in this country. He's led a generation of cricketers and achieved amazing things as captain. The changeover of captaincy can be a difficult thing, particularly as you continue to play. But it just speaks of the class of the man, how easy a transition was. He was always there on the end of a call or when we were in camp. So we'll certainly miss him around, but we're lucky to have him involved still in the fielding coach capacity.
Absolutely. The Indians coming to town here in 2018 as well, packed house, big TV coverage. This is a big test, isn't it, ahead of the World Cup later this year?
Yeah, it's a really big test, probably the biggest test. The kind of knock-on effect of playing a team like India is huge. There'll be millions, if not billions of people watching the game. And it's something new for a lot of our guys. It's a huge opportunity, which is what we're looking at with the World Cup at the end of the year. We have a lot of high quality T20 cricket to play before that, so it's just a brilliant opportunity for some of our young guys and inexperienced guys to go out and kind of show what they have.
They have announced their squad as well. And they'll be bringing some young, new talent as well, because, obviously they've got a bigger strength and depth than Ireland would have. So you might be coming up against some players that you wouldn't particularly know very well.
Yeah, I think, there's a lot of these players that have done really well in IPL, the domestic competition over there, and we all know how good a quality of tournament that is. So there's certainly a lot of footage of these guys now because of that sort of a tournament. So we'll be doing our homework. But to get into that sort of main India team, you've got to consistently do quite well. So with the India test team in England playing during the time that we're playing the T20 team, there'll certainly be a lot of guys trying to prove a point, and hopefully that can play into our hands.
But we know the strength and depth that they have. It's still not going to be as easy as playing their full team, but this is another team as well, also building towards the World Cup after having a disappointing one last time around.
Yeah, absolutely. I still think it'll be an incredible test and a massive achievement if we were to pull it off over the two games. But the sheer numbers they have in the country for the game, I don't think any other sport in the world can compare to it. They're all trying to get regular cricket for India and playing as much test cricket, ODI cricket and T20 cricket as they can for their country. So they'll be coming out all guns blazing, I've no doubt about that. It was an amazing atmosphere and an amazing couple of games to be part of 4 years ago now. So hopefully we can kind of create a similar atmosphere come next week.
What, you're a Ruby Euro cricket fan, aren't you?
I am, and I was just listening to you, Andrew, at the beginning of the conversation. You were talking about the millions and maybe billions watching. Surely that doesn't come into anybody who's trotting out onto the pitch of Malahide's mind, does it?
No, it doesn't. And you're spot on there. I don't think you can let that affect you, because if you do, that when you can maybe be a deer in the headlights, you just got to go out and it's very easy to say, but you just got to go out and play each ball as it comes, whether you're bowling, batting or fielding. And that's the kind of message we want to get across to the guys. It is unusual to play in front of such a loud crowd in Dublin. John, I'm sure you were there in 2018. It is something very different to what we're used to. But hopefully our guys can kind of puff their chests out a bit bigger than usual, and we can see some really exciting cricket.
What about the rest of the summer? Sorry, Ruby, go ahead.
Would you like to post the score, Andrew, or be chasing one?
That's a good question. We'll have to kind of wait and see what sort of a wicket we get when we get from Malahide. In T20 cricket, a lot of the times these days, teams like to chase. They like to know what they're getting at. But look, we'll have to kind of talk a bit more with the coaching staff towards the back end of the week to see what we want to do.
What's the point in having home advantage if you can't sort the wicket?
you're bang on, and we're not actually in Malahide until the end of the week, so we'll sit down with the groundsman and Frost said Malahide usually does a pretty good wicket for
it. It does, yeah.
So hopefully we get that come next week.
Low and slow. What about the rest of the summer? It's also very busy with the internationals against New Zealand coming to town. Obviously, the team that lost to England in the World Cup, that wonderful game. You got them in a series of three ODIs and three T20s. Then you're going to Bristol to play South Africa in a couple of T20 games. And then a lot of T20s against Afghanistan, five of those up in Stormont. So it's geared up, isn't it? Also in the interprovincial series with a lot of T20 festivals to the T20. And I'm repeating myself over and over again because the finals are later this year, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of a shame we only have the three ODIs. We had a really good series win at the start of the year in the Caribbean, and we're starting to build a bit of momentum in that competition. But at the same time, we've got a World Cup in October to look forward to in Australia. So a lot of T20 cricket is what this team needs. We haven't played too much home T20s over the last couple of years, naturally with COVID and stuff like that. So the opportunity to play this big batch of games against such a high quality opposition, and that's probably the big thing, is that we're playing against world class players week in, week out now, leading into the World Cup in October. So hopefully by the time we get out there in October, we're well positioned in what sort of a squad we want to bring out, and guys have found form against really good teams going into Australia.
I was just reading the team selection where the runs and wickets are the currency we look for, and the selectors believe we have pick squads that recognise and reward consistent form. I would be in agreement with that, even though it's nothing to do with me. Has the interprovincial series and competitions helped guys achieve that?
Yeah, I think it has. I think that's what we didn't have all these years ago when we were picking Irish teams. We didn't have this base to pick players from, and now we do have that sort of weight of interprovincial cricket. We probably need a bit more A-team cricket to kind of split the gap between interprovincial and international, but guys realise that there are places up for grabs, and they're putting in performances week in, week out, and they're getting rewards for that. Just people like Conor Alford and Stephen Donnelly have had really good starts to the Interpro summer, and they've been rewarded. So you do need that. You need that healthy competition, like in any sport, I suppose, and it keeps everyone on their toes. And with the World Cup in October, that sort of competitiveness goes up a notch again.
Just before we wrap it up, no Kevin O'Brien in this series. Is he finished with international cricket, do you think, or is it just this series?
I think that's up to Kevin. I know he's kind of taken on a role with Italy and in the coaching department, and he's out there now with them. That's something that him and Cricket Ireland need to talk about. He's still playing some really good cricket in interprovincial cricket, and that's great to see. So no, I'm not going to sit here and say he's finished. I think he's not the sort of guy that would just do that. But that's the decision he needs to make.
Okay, well, look, a very best of luck this coming Sunday and Tuesday. That's Andy Balbirnie there, the Irish cricket captain. India superstars coming to Malahide this coming Sunday and Tuesday. If you haven't got a ticket, tough.